Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sports Talk. Yo. Welcome to Sports Talk with DT. We're back. We're live. We're here with another exciting episode. I am excited for this week's show. We're going to be talking about Adrian Peterson going to the Detroit Lions, and we're going to be discussing the state of the team. I would definitely want to give a shout-out to my wonderful producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo, host of the R&R show. That appears every Wednesday and every Friday night live on IFM Radio Nation. So hit the hotline. You want to talk to us about Adrian Peterson going to the Lions, 515-605-9898. I have my man David Woolson calling in. I have the co-host of the Big and Bright show, Mr. Jason Relly. We're going to have an all-out debate on Adrian Peterson to the Lions, and I am excited what he has to say. You know, and we're going to bring our guest on right now. We want to welcome Mr. Jason Relly, the co-host of the Big and Bright Show, Sports Talk with DT. Jason, how are you?
DT, what's good, my guy? Yeah, I'm good, man.
Going on, man. Thank you so much for agreeing to do the show, man. So let's get right into it. What do you feel, or how do you feel about Adrian Peterson to the Lions?
Well, first of all, I would have to. It's kind of hard to separate my fandom from reality, but thankfully, I feel that my fandom and the reality of what he's going to do with the Lions is one and the same. I feel that he was a great addition. As you can see today, the depth charts came out. He is already slated to be the number two back. I'm excited about it, man. I'm excited. I think he's going to make a great impact in the locker room. I think he's going to make a great impact on the field. The Lions have been longing for a big, long, rangy running back for quite some time now. And, you know, a guy that can get some short yardage, a guy that can, you know, punch it in from the goal line. So I think all those factors come into play with AP being on the team, man. And I think he's genuinely looking forward to you know, being in Detroit. I mean, honestly speaking, he used to play against the Lions, and I'm sure he has a ton of respect for Matthew Stafford, you know, being in the same division with him all those years and all the matchups that they've had and all the battles that they've had. So I think there's a mutual respect there. His offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, and his offensive line coach, it's kind of a reunion of sorts. And I think you're going to have a great season with the Lions, man. I really do.
Okay, so, Jason, let me jump right in and ask you this. So,
yeah.
I mean, I understand the fandom of Adrian Peterson, and, you know, a lot of Detroit fans have, in my opinion, have jumped on the Adrian Peterson move to the Lions because they are personal fans of his game. I have nothing, and I'm not speaking ill of that, of people being a fan of Adrian Peterson's game. But what I'm saying is the direction that the Detroit Lions is going, was it the best move for the Detroit Lions to bring in Adrian Peterson, considering the fact that Kerryon Johnson is entering year three, DeAndre Swift, who we said was the best running back in the draft.
In the draft, right.
Yeah, I mean, we have Bo Garbrough, who we also said was going to be our third down back. Now we bring in Adrian Peterson, who is a 35-year-old, in my opinion, injury-prone running back. For the last couple of years, he hasn't played a solid year. So, I mean, how can we honestly say that Adrian Peterson is going to play – right into what we need for the Detroit line. Talk to me.
Okay, I hear you. First of all, I look at Adrian Peterson the same way I looked at Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin was also 34 or 35 when he came to the Lions. This is the first year after Calvin Johnson retired. And see, what's funny about it is everybody automatically shoots for the worst case scenario. Oh, he 35. Oh, he this, he that. It's like if you really look at the situation, right, Adrian Peterson has been running the ball since he was like 11 or 12 years old. I mean, it's not like the Monstars from Space Jam is coming and taking his powers away. You know, as I've said on Facebook in a few places, in a couple conversations that I've already had in a couple days, dude, it's like 20 players in the NFL that's older than Adrian Peterson. It's not like he's the oldest running back ever. Frank Gore is like 37 right now. He's entering year 16 or 17. So
I mean, but how productive? If you let me jump in right there, how productive is Frank Gore? You know what I mean?
Frank,
so
Frank
that's
Gore
what I'm saying. At some point, go ahead.
Yeah. Frank Gore is still productive. He is still the starting running back for the Buffalo Bills, who was a playoff team last year. And for the record, you say Adrian Peterson is injury prone. Adrian Peterson played 16 games in 2018, and he played and started all 16 games in 2018 when he amassed 1,042 yards and 7 touchdowns. And in 2019, which was last year, he's played and started in 15 games. That's 31 games over the last two seasons. And, you know, Adrian Peterson, man, this is a guy who used to carry the ball upwards of 350, 360 times a year. He amassed 900 yards last year with only 211 carries and 1042 with 251. So
what type of situation is
LeGarrette Blount. Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that as well.
This is Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson has always kept his body in great shape. He's one of the most well-respected running backs in NFL history. In 1,000 yards or so, he's going to pass Barry Sanders for fifth all time. This dude is a beast, man. And what I love about Adrian Peterson is, even though he missed that 1 year because he got suspended, you know, because he whooped his son or whatever like that, like, he missed a whole year and he still has these amazing stats. He's still well-respected. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Adrian Peterson.
I mean, because we knew. I mean, during that child whooping discipline scandal, whatever it was that he went through, or whatever, however sports fans want to classify it, we knew Adrian Peterson was still in the prime of his game, though. So we knew, we all knew that at some point he would get back to football eventually. You know, I mean, we all knew that it would resume for him one day. I mean, I mean, but. I agree,
but he came back, he had a very, very productive season.
I mean, but in my defense,
Adrian Peterson has always had solid lines.
He has always had solid lines when he played for the Minnesota Vikings. He had solid lines, and he had some great quarterbacks in Minnesota, i.e. Brett Favre, with the year when they went to the conference championship. So he has had great pieces around him for, if not all, Jason, the majority of his career. I mean, you stepping into a totally different realm in the Detroit Lions.
Well, honestly,
and you're a fan as well as I am. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. Honestly, DT, this is actually, I think, a really, really good situation for him, because if you really look at it, right, the Lions have the most weapons this year healthy than they've had since Calvin Johnson. I mean, you got Kenny Galladay, you got Marvin Jones, you got Marvin Hall Jr. You know, this year they implemented Agnew to the wide receiver core. Then you got Hockenson, and you got Jesse James, right? And then you got a boatload of running backs. Now, the beautiful thing about it is, see, and everybody looking at it like, oh, it's a crowded backfield, this and that. I can remember two seasons ago when we couldn't buy a running back. They were trying to get running backs off practice squad.
I agree with that as well. But, I mean, with the
the thing that I have always known about the Lions is that historically speaking,
yeah.
if we are opening up our playbook, we have no problem scoring points.
I mean, like I can name time and time again where we have gotten in clear shootouts with legit ball clubs. So like the
offense, like the Chiefs last year. Yeah, like the Chiefs game last year.
They had the lead going into
the last 2 minutes of the game.
Absolutely. So when we open up our playbook and be versatile, we have never had a problem with putting up points. We know,
right.
I know, and you should know, that the problem with the Lions has been up front, their D-line and the O-line.
The O-line and D-line, absolutely. Absolutely.
In my opinion, the Lions have a lot of money now. What they have, like $35, $36, $37 million right now in cap space?
Close to 40 million.
Why not use that money to build where your real needs are?
I agree. But you know what? I'm actually kind of – okay, so I'm in the catch 22, DT. As much as I'm a Lions fan, I despise the general manager and the head coach. I can't stand those guys because they came from the Patriots organization. They came in super arrogant with their 4 and 5 and 6 Super Bowl titles. And they came in, you know, swinging their shoulders and swinging their arms around like they was big stuff, like they was hot shots, and they weren't. You have to earn – in this league, in the NFL, you have to earn your keep. You have to earn respect of players. This is why I love coaches like Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin. This is why these coaches are long-tenured coaches. And you don't hear about their general managers getting fired so often.
Okay,
I said all this to say this.
I mean, but,
well,
I'll
just
Jason,
say this real quick. Let me make a real quick point. So I said all this to say this. They have a lot of money, but I hope they don't spend it because I don't want Bob Quinn to be the one to spend the money if they're not going to be here. That's my catch 22. My catch 22 is I don't trust the Fords. They don't know how to win. I don't like this regime and the head coach and the general manager, but I do like some of what Bob Quinn has done this year. So I said all that to say this. If he doesn't spend the money right now, I'm not mad at that, especially if they can win without spending all that money.
Okay, but J-Rod, let me ask you this now. I mean, now.
Yeah.
I heard you speak about the different coaches that have been long tenure. I mean, if I'm just going to be fair, these coaches that you did work in a totally different situation. Like if I'm transitioning from college to NFL, I'm going. Pete Carroll literally went from Matt Leinart to Russell Wilson. Where's the drop off there? You know what I mean? So he literally walked into a winning situation. When Tomlin took over in Pittsburgh, when Kyle retired,
he had Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger. Come on.
Right, I understand. But DT, the same way you look at Russell Wilson and Ben Roethlisberger, these guys adore Matthew Stafford in that same way. And you know what? Matthew Stafford is just as good as Russell Wilson and Ben Roethlisberger. He is. I really believe that. And I'm not a Matthew Stafford slappy. I'm not a Matthew Stafford apologist. You know, he does a lot of things where he has that hero syndrome, where he tries to make up for, you know, three quarters of football in one play, or he'll get the happy feet and he starts doing silly things with the ball. You know, he can make sidearm throws, and he does. Like Matthew Stafford, in my opinion, he's an arrogant passer because you know why? He can make every pass there is. You can't argue that he can throw a bullet. You know,
That's true.
With that being said, it makes him a very complex quarterback. I don't think he's that good of a guy that can read defenses. But he's so arm talented that it's like he can make up for a lot of his, a lot of his lacks because his arm is so great. He has a great arm talent. So So with that being said,
okay, so,
you know, yeah. Uh-huh.
So if Stafford was on let's just say let's just say Roethlisberger was in Detroit and Stafford was in Pittsburgh. Could Stafford produce the same numbers, if not better? And would Roethlisberger have produced like he's producing in Pittsburgh if he was in Detroit?
That's a good question. I believe that Matthew Stafford would play better in certain circumstances. Like, I believe Matthew Stafford is one of those quarterbacks that has to have everything go right for him. He has to have a good offensive line. He got a great center in Pouncey in Pittsburgh. He has a good running back in what's the kid's name? James Conner, I think his name is, for the running
James
back
Conner.
For the Steelers. He got Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, they keep a couple of nice tight ends on the roster. I believe that Stafford can be coached into winning. It's kind of really hard, though, because some of the stuff that he does, I don't – like, I feel like he would still do that with another quarterback coach or with another team. So would he win? You know, they'd probably be a 9-7 team in Pittsburgh every year if Stafford played. Because Stafford is so good that, like, he's a walking 6 wins by himself. That's how good
he is. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, if he's healthy, Stafford is a walking 6 wins by himself. And with Pittsburgh's explosive defense, that's at least another 3 or 4 wins. So they're 9-6, you know, 9-7, 10-16 in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Yep.
I agree. Because, I mean, I'm going to say this, I'm going to bring Dave on because if we want to be very, very honest, Matthew Stafford was putting up MVP numbers last season before he went down with the
until
injury.
He got hurt.
He was like, what, number two or number three in the MVP watch? So he was putting up great numbers. Once again, this we live Sports Talk with DT on IFM Radio Nation. I'm here with my friend, my brother, the co-host of the Big and Bright Show, Mr. Jason Relly. We are discussing Adrian Peterson to the Lions, Matthew Stafford, the state of the Lions, and more. You know, my man, my co-host, my brother, Coach David Wilson. Dave, how are you doing, sir?
I am blessed, brother. I have been itching to get in this conversation with y'all.
That's what's up. What's up,
awesome,
guys?
Awesome.
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, so we're going to pay some bills. Hey, we're going to pay some bills real quick. We're going to go right to a commercial, and then we're going to come right back on more with Sports Talk with DT. I'm live with David Wilson and Jason Relly. Let's go.
I gotta start setting my alarm and be on there at 7:50.
Hey, hey, hey. Ooh, hey, 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 oh, hey, 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 oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh,
Colonel, you spazzing.
Pharaoh beat it 3 times, huh? Load it. I told her, bag it up, load it, hey. She wanted it up, she loaded, hey. I feel it good to reload it, hey. I split a cane and I load it, hey. Yeah, I got game, I'm loaded, hey. Yeah, I got game, I'm loaded, hey. Yeah, that's fast, loaded. Hey, got the dead
big nigga told it. Real deal shooting like Kobe. Matter of fact, R.P. Kobe. Real deal know how I did it. Came through, bossing through the city. Got my own bread like Diddy. Fuck your bitch, yeah, like Diddy. Hey, I don't give a damn how to kick it. Hey, real deal sauce, I'm drinking. Hey, I ain't got time for politics. Hey, cause I'm all about my business. Hey, I need that money for real. Hey, from Monday to Sunday for real. Hey, play with me and you liable to get killed. Hey, I got nigga cash app and they will. Pull up on a nigga front door, knock, knock, nigga, come see what it is. Real deal, nigga, out the trees, nigga, out the country, now I'm doing it big. You ain't got to worry about how I'm doing, just know how a nigga live. Skyscraper, skyscraper, Pharaoh beans, nigga, yeah, yeah, it's what it is. Hey, load it, I told her bag it up, load it, hey, she wanted it up, she loaded, hey, I still equipped and reloaded, hey, I split a game and I load it, hey, yeah, I got game, I'm loaded, hey, yeah, that bag is loaded.
Yo, 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 this your boy Sports Talk with DT, ESPN from the hood, a.k.a. LeVar Ball from Yachtown. We're live on Sports Talk with DT. We're discussing Adrian Peterson to the Lions, Matthew Stafford, the state of the Lions. We're breaking down the whole team. I'm here live with my friend, my brother, the co-host of the Big and Bright Show, Mr. Jason Relly, and my co-host. He's here with me every Tuesday night, Mr. David Wilson. I want to give a shout-out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo, host of the R&R Show. That appears every Wednesday and Friday night live on IFM Radio Nation. So, Jason and David, whoever want to chime in first,
sure.
I want to get right back to this conversation. How do we truly believe that Adrian Peterson can give the Lions that they need the boost that they need to get over the hump that can potentially boost them to the playoffs? Whoever want to grab that question first, go right ahead.
Let me chime in real quick.
Yep, let him go.
Adrian Peterson was not signed to get them over the hump, get them in the playoffs. Adrian Peterson was signed because he's a future Hall of Famer and he's going to shake that locker room full of young talent. He's going to teach them how to protect their body. He's going to teach them how to be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to teach them how to get 1,000-yard rushing seasons. That's what Adrian Peterson was signed for. Plus, at the state that the Lions are at with their running backs right now, with Kerryon missing 14 games in the last two seasons, Swift on restricted practice this is offseason, he was there as a leadership, and he was also there as an insurance policy. So it wasn't that Adrian Peterson was signing like, oh, he's gonna take the Lions to the Super Bowl. It's a possibility, but you know everybody right now is going on. But he was signed for that. Shape these young men and let them be professional running backs. Teach them how to do their bodies, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was about. He was signed for more off the field, behind the scenes stuff than you'll ever see in an empty stadium on Sunday.
All right. Okay. Jason, same question.
Hey, man, first of all, yeah, Dave, man, that sounds good, man. I totally agree that he, you know, that's what I was telling DT earlier, man. This guy, he's going to be the ultimate locker room guy. He's such a humble cat. He's not going to come in like, oh, I did this, I did that. He's going to come in, show the youngsters love, and show them how to be, you know, young professionals. Show them through his example and through his body of work, you know, how to do it. With that being said, I think Adrian Peterson will have a 1,000-yard season. That's just what I think, period. I mean, people can laugh. You know, I've been getting clowned on Facebook the last couple of days, and you know what? I saved every one of those posts because when it comes down to it, I believe Adrian Peterson, he plays, even at the age of 35, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He plays like he has some more to prove, even though he's done everything that you need to do to be a first ballot Hall of Fame running back. And with that being said, he's going to have a major impact on the season. I could see him carrying the ball. Because, I mean, Adrian Peterson, he is an every down back, despite his age. The dude carries
the ball.
See,
and that's. Go ahead. I'm coming right back to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. He carried for 1,900 yards in two seasons while playing all but one game. He not only played, but he started every game for the Redskins the last 2 years, except one. So I don't know why everybody's acting like this dude is just gonna lose all his powers, like, and he's just gonna start tripping over his own feet. I mean, he's big, he's long, he's rangy, he can make you miss steal, he can run you over. I don't understand.
They're doing that because it's the Lions.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're saying that because it's the Lions, J. Rutt. That's the only reason.
You're right.
If he went to any other team,
right to the worst case scenario. Yeah. You're right.
If he went to any other team,
okay. So
J. Rutt,
so let me ask you this.
All right. So let me ask you this,
J. Rutt. You just stated in your previous comment that, in your opinion, that Adrian Peterson is still an every down back.
Is that not true? Now, does it mean he's going to get the ball every down? No, but
I'm playing devil's advocate right now because I really want to get your opinion on why. I had this discussion earlier today with some guys at work on why they feel that Adrian Peterson should be an every down back. And at this point in his career, I don't think that Adrian Peterson should be an every down back. He should be more of a situational type back if we're really going to talk about how he can fit into what the Lions can do. T.J. Duckett, when T.J. Duckett played for the Lions, you know, short yardage situation.
Man, 30 yards out, 20 yards out, give
AP the ball, let him punch it in. I mean,
but to say
Adrian Peterson is every down back right now in Detroit. Go ahead.
I can understand your thinking on that, but Adrian Peterson's body's not built like T.J. Duckett's body was built. So those short yardage situations, types, that's what you got Kerryon, and that's what you got Swift for. You're going to get 12, maybe 15 carries out of Adrian Peterson at the start of the season. And then however the season goes is how his carries are going to go. If the season is not going so well, you're going to see more of the young bucks. If the season is going right and he's rolling, then you'll see his carries increase. Because, again, he is there to be a teacher, not to be the savior. He's there to be a teacher, not the savior.
Okay, Dave, I want to come to you on a question, Dave, because you said that in your comment was that Adrian Peterson was signed to, and I'm paraphrasing, more so mentor the younger guys. I mean,
absolutely.
But why would the Lions put a mentor as their number two? And we just said that Kerryon Johnson was the guy. The Lions just introduced him as the starting running back today. Like DeAndre Swift, who we said was the best running back in the draft. We said DeAndre Swift was the best running back in the draft, and he's the fourth running back on our depth chart.
He's fourth because of his situation right now, Dennis. He is limited in practice. He's got a leg injury right now. So he's limited. That's why he's ranked number four. And Adrian Peterson is ranked number two simply because Swift is limited, and you're not gonna sign Adrian Peterson and then have your franchise back, whom you signed last year. You're doing what they did in New York before Saquon got there with I can't remember their names. They used to call them Thunder and Lightning, the two backs, the two-headed backs in New York.
Brandon Jacobs.
Yes, it was a Kerryon and Swift are going to. They were imaging as Kerryon and Swift as being just like that for what New York had. Because Swift has got
once
speed,
again we live
got
on
speed,
Sports
but
Talk
got
on IFM. On IFM Radio Nation, I'm going right to the callers. I got my man Sneak Neek from Pontiac, Michigan. He on the line right now. Sneak Neek, what you got to say, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up,
We talking Adrian Peterson
appreciate
to the Lions. Matt Stafford to the Lions. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't really feel the need to sign him, dog. It's like with the Pistons and the Lions, bro. They pick up people, dog. When they pass, they prime. Like AP way out his prime, but I'm not finna say AP not a good back though. I can see him on the nice, you know what I'm saying? The nice 3-4 hard yards to gain. I can see him going to go get that because you know how he built. He's stronger than Kerryon and Swift though. But I think Swift is the better back out of all three though.
I agree as well.
Watching them in college and all of that, you know what I'm saying? He's a first round pick, so if they gotta get Swift the ball just to see how he gonna perform off rip. But
he gotta
be
healthy first, Nick. He gotta get healthy first, Nick.
Yeah, that leg.
Yeah, he gotta get healthy. But I don't see what
Kerryon gonna start the season.
The Lions announced today
that Kerryon is the starter. Adrian Peterson is the number. It's the number two back. It's an open debate at who's at three, and DeAndre Swift is listed as the fourth running back on the roster.
Three is Ty Johnson right now. Ty Johnson was real good in camp. I thought he was going to get cut, but Ty Johnson was good, so he's the third running back.
Oh, he still
Ty Johnson can return.
Ty Johnson can return
kicks and punts, so.
Exactly.
I thought they cut Ty Johnson.
No, they didn't cut Ty Johnson.
They needed a kick return.
Okay, so let me throw this question out there, fellas. And Sneak Peek, I'm going to go to you first. DeAndre Swift in the real plans of the Detroit Lions this incoming season?
I'm going to say it all depends on the injury, bro.
Yep.
If it depends on how he come back from the injury, how soon he come back from the injury, and how he perform off the injury.
Let me throw you a curveball in. Kerryon Johnson hasn't been healthy in two seasons, but the Lions still continue to announce him as the guy.
Who else have they had though besides now? But by drafting Swift and AP.
That's why they got four legit running backs right now because of the uncertainties, man. Both guys are in. But I don't understand why they drafted DeAndre Swift and he had an injury history. Kerryon Johnson was said to have had an injury history when he was in college. So I don't understand why they drafted Swift.
We're talking about the Lions, bro. When have the Lions made a good decision, bro? You gotta think.
Yeah, but
they had
a good draft this year, and I mean I understand what you're saying, but I don't like
from the draft though.
Yeah, but see that's no excuse to say when have the Lions ever? But it's the Lions. That's no excuse, bro. These dudes just get paid a lot of money to make the right decision. In their mind, they're making the right decision. It's not until Swift is a third string back or get put on IR that we say we shouldn't have drafted the dude. Everybody was saying Swift was the best running back in his draft. Now, Dalvin Cook was the best running back in that draft. In his first two seasons, he was injured. But last year,
y'all missing the bigger picture. When y'all say certain things about the draft and things of that nature, y'all missing the bigger picture.
You build your team through
the bigger picture is what comes from the top. And for years, the Lions we're talking about people that always wanted to sign people past their prime. But for years, the Lions could never sign someone in their prime with that money, spend that money. Now, I heard Jay Rutt talk about Patricia and Quinn. Keep in mind, they come from an organization where their owner was like, spend the money if it's going to make me win. They're coming to an organization where
you might
have the money, but you're not spending that money.
They don't pay nobody. Like the Patriots, they'll get rid of you because you want too much money. Like they're literally.
But if you work that money, they'll give you that money. The Lions won't do it whether you work the money or not.
The Lions only pay two players, bro. out of everybody we have seen in the last 10 years, the only two people that didn't pay good was Matt
and
Megatron.
True.
That's it.
That's
well,
not true.
Sue?
That's not true.
Sue?
And the problem is they don't put their money into
Flowers.
What they need to.
They paid
the defense.
They paid Trey Flowers. They paid Darius. I'm trying to think of his name. Darius Slay got paid.
Slay?
They pay offensive linemen. They have paid other guys.
Yeah, they paid them, but they wasn't worth the money.
I mean,
they wasn't worth it though.
Okay,
they spend the money they had to be spent.
It was no win in that.
You said they pay all. They paid the offensive linemen. Then why we ain't had a 1,000-yard rusher since Reggie Bush?
That's two different things, my guy.
Okay,
we talked about paying
the
line.
If the line
was paid, then y'all would pay. You know what I'm saying?
But right. I understand what you're saying. But you said they only paid Megatron and Stafford. I'm telling you, that's why I don't like these. You know, I don't like the GM because he just paid Taylor Decker $85 million. You know, for 6 years. Now Taylor Decker.
Do we think? All right, Jay Russell. Because you want to talk Decker, was Decker worth the money?
In my opinion, no. No, he wasn't. Now. He didn't get a $100 million contract or $120 million for 6 years like he could have got, but he still wasn't worth $85 million. I would have paid Galladay before I would have paid him.
Okay, so again, J-Rub, me and you had this conversation before. Why not invest money into building your O&D lines because that's where you have the most issues?
That's why I don't like Bob Quinn. That's why I don't like Bob Quinn.
Our O line,
like the Lions,
and our defensive backs, terrible.
Okay, Sneak Nick. So let me ask you this then: the cornerback who we just took from Ohio State, what are your thoughts on him? Is he ready to go? Because media reports saying that he's not even going to start this year.
Terrible draft.
Listen, I liked him in college. I have yet to see what he's going to do in the NFL, but I heard the same thing. He's been getting his ass burnt in practice. Maybe he's a game time player.
He's undersized for one. He's undersized to be an NFL shutdown cornerback. He can be a
You don't draft no cornerback from this day and time with the third pick, bro. I ain't seen no players like Deion Sanders. No players like Charles Woodson, and no players like old boy from Arizona. What's old boy from Arizona? Peterson? Patrick Peterson? It ain't no guys out here like that. You don't draft no cornerback at 3. You don't draft no tight end at 8 or 10. They should have drafted Tua Tagovailoa, period, point blank, because smart teams, i.e. the Kansas City Chiefs, i.e. the Baltimore Ravens, you have a championship type quarterback or a playoff winning quarterback, and they still went and got the guy of the future. You don't go and draft no Jeff Okuda and trade your best cornerback Darius Slay. I would have made Darius Slay stay here, or I'd have got a first round pick, and I would have drafted two or three.
I agree with that 100%.
They should have never traded. They should have never traded Diggs.
Well, J-Rudd.
I would have won
that quarterback. That was never going to continue to work in Detroit with Slay and Patricia. And they weren't going to fire Patricia. That's the reason why that trade got made. That's the only reason why that trade got made. Because Slay got offended.
To the draft of the quarterback, though. Like you said. Matt Stafford on his wick's end. He didn't play last year because he got a broke back. Like, come on, man.
There was no quality offers for Slay because everybody knew
they were desperate to get him out.
If we would have took a quarterback at 3, let's just say we did take a quarterback at 3, do he play right now though? I don't think we've taken Tua at 3 for him to come sit on the bench. You don't take a quarterback that high to let him ride the bench, in my opinion.
I'm taking Tua at 3, and I'm still starting Stafford because that's how special Tua is. He ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere. You got to build him up. Let him work himself up.
Exactly. Flacco still started when they had LJ on the bench. Patrick Mahomes still was on the bench when they had Alex Smith. You let him sit for a year, let him learn the game, let him learn the language, let him learn the playbook. You sit him, but he's so special, you got to take him. And only special teams and true winners do stuff like that, bro. That's why the Chiefs and the Ravens are where they at right now. They're the best two teams.
Okay, so all of the reports coming out that Tua's family didn't want him to play for the Lions, do you think that played a part in the Lions not taking Tua?
I don't care.
Don't really matter.
It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter. Tua could have been a game changer for the Lions. Exactly. Tua could have been. And see, we could have changed his whole family's perspective. We could have brought them in. We could have sat them down, had lunch. We could have showed them the city. We could have showed them what we're trying to build. But see, it's the general manager, bro. He's a little punk, man. I don't like him, man. He's not authentic, bro. He's not authentic. I would have loved to have a Lewis Riddick or if so many dude. I would have had a Deion Sanders or somebody to be my GM. Somebody who passionate about the game.
Okay, so
somebody who know how to. Yeah.
Okay, and again, Jay, right, and I'm going right back to Adrian Peterson. Like, yeah. I don't know if Bob Quinn has what his thought process is, but if we needed a running back, like if that's what you just really wanted to do, Quinn, if you really wanted to bring in another back, why you ain't gonna get Fournette, the kid from Jacksonville? He's a stud.
Bro, he got issues, bro.
You do know what? You know why they didn't want to go get Fournette? You want to
know
why they didn't go get Fournette or even look at it? The money.
I'm listening.
The money. Money. You would have had to replace Fournette, man. He's in his second year, third year.
I mean, but Nick, what I'm saying is, bro, he got released from Jacksonville and Tampa Bay signed him as a free agent. So at that point, your contract don't matter. You're gonna take what we are from you, or you're gonna go to another team. I felt as if that's why to at least made an attempt
to
go get a premier
Jacksonville
back.
Jacksonville is to Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Look how close the drive that is.
Yep.
Right up the street.
Yep. They state taxes. They don't have state taxes, and there's so many different reasons. Fournette signed with them because they got Tom Brady. Fournette signed with them because they have Bruce Arians.
They got three pretty good receivers. That Gronk,
right?
And they put
right. They got tight
over there.
Exactly. And I didn't even know they had Shady McCoy over there too.
So mm-hmm.
they got nice pieces in place. They got a good offensive coordinator and Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich is the offensive coordinator in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Actually, Byron Leftwich was an assistant. I want to say he was an assistant in Pittsburgh. And then he went – I'm sorry. You know, I apologize. He was with Tampa, and now he's with Arizona, or vice versa.
He was with Arizona under
Right?
Bruce Arians. And
yep,
when Arians
right,
moved,
right.
he went to –
Yep, and not – exactly. There you go. Thank you, Dave. Yep.
All right, so I want to go here. So due to the fact that I guess Matt Patricia and the team is – we can give them credit. The Lions are literally trying to do something now. They're trying to say that we're not the same old Lions. So do we think that the Lions are
– Well, we hear that every year, DP.
I know we are fans. Right. I know we are fans. But can the Lions compete right now, or will it still be the same old story for
yes.
the Lions?
I think it's going to be a sad story
because that secondary ain't shit. Excuse my French. That secondary ain't nothing.
Thanks. I think that secondary, man.
Your secondary is horrible. You're not going to do anything.
We getting bombed down, bro. Receivers ain't doing nothing getting better, bro. We getting bombed down.
But that's why I said the AP signing was good, because not only is he a veteran and all this, but he can extend drives. You know, fourth and short. Okay, let's stay on the field another 4 or 5 minutes, if we had to. But that offense, sometimes your offense is your best defense. So I'm with y'all. Our secondary is weak. Our D line is weak. Our linebacker. Like, obviously, our whole defense is garbage. to be honest with you.
Thanks.
You know, but I do think that Aquara, Julian Aquara, the rookie, I think he's gonna play really well as a rookie. And I think that they got a few pieces, Jamie Collins, you know, Christian Jones. They got a few pieces in place. Danny Shelton might be a good run stopper. They got a few pieces in place that, you know, I don't know why they got rid of Devon Kennard. He was a beast for us last year.
Absolutely. I was confused about the money.
I don't understand none of the Lions moves, man. That's when I first came on.
Yeah.
I said the Lions moves and the Pistons moves. I don't understand them.
I want to ask everybody a question. When I compare Adrian Peterson to the Lions as being equivalent to Tracy McGrady to the Pistons, why did you all agree on this?
That's a terrible analogy, man. T-Mac was so washed up. He was done, bro. He was done at the door.
Yeah, he was done.
I'd respect what Tracy McGrady did. I was like, what?
AP was damn near I'm going to say he was a 900-yard rusher, damn near a 1,000-yard rusher. Arizona last
right.
year, bro. He wasn't. He didn't get every touch either. He wasn't no every down back.
Who you talking about? Well, AP been in Washington the last 2 years.
I don't know why I said Arizona. My bad. But
Oh yeah.
He had
bro, even if Adrian Peterson came in and had 100 rushes for 500 yards and 3, 4, 5 touchdowns, I'm good with that. Especially being as he ain't supposed to be the guy. So anything more than
he's supposed to take some of that pressure off of the other guys.
Exactly.
Okay.
But that being said, I still think he's gonna get 1,000 yards. I do. I just think that he that much of a beast still. And people
okay,
gonna be
so
surprised.
The Lions have
honestly invested heavily in that offensive line, man. Even if they're paying the wrong guys, they intend on running that ball. They really do. Yeah.
So maybe again I'm playing devil's advocate again, but if Kerryon goes down, is Adrian Peterson our starting running back?
Yep.
Yeah. He the number two? It's Swift ain't running.
Of course.
Let's just say Swift is ready. And Adrian Peterson is ready, and Kerryon goes down. Who is the number one
AP.
Running back until
who's rolling so far? Depends on who's rolling
yep.
so far.
AP.
If you're moving the ball with Swift, then Swift is your guy. If you're moving the ball with AP, or if you're equal, I would go with the veteran. Like I said, he's like 12 to 15 touches a game. It's not like Adrian Peterson's on every down we're going to run the rock 4 or 5 times with him. You got to understand,
right.
just like Jay Rutt was saying earlier, the weapons on the outside, my man, they only – real
yep.
talk, your running game is only to make them honest enough to where it opens up your strength,
exactly
which is your
that
passing game.
That's why
that – I agree with that,
100%.
And what people fail to realize about Matthew Stafford, Matthew Stafford's a gunslinger, just like everybody wanted to praise Brett Favre. If y'all remember,
yep.
y'all saying the same stuff that people said about Brett Favre back in that. He rely on his arm
yep.
strength. He can throw every pass, and that's why he gets in trouble. So, no, now
yep.
people are talking about Brett Favre going to the Hall of Fame. Matthew Stafford
yep.
has got stronger arm strength than Brett Favre. He's sitting in an offense where they want him to throw the ball, and he's given weapons.
Yep.
Like Jay Rutt
yep.
said, Marvin Jones Jr., Hockenson,
yep.
Kenny Galladay.
What would you do?
Would you run the ball or would you pass the ball with those names?
Right. But
absolutely,
the
I would.
Thing about it, yep. And see, the most beautiful thing about what Dave just said is, bro, like, they actually got a running back, bro. Like, Adrian Peterson is still scary, bro. If you got Adrian Peterson in your backfield and don't have Adrian Peterson and Kerryon or Adrian Peterson and Swift, them jokers are going to be like, wow, who's going to get the ball? And with the speed.
Okay, so is there a situation where Adrian Peterson and Kerryon could see the field at the same time?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to have the right. You got to design plays for them, though.
You got to have the right coordinator
But go back to this. Bevel used to have him when some of his best seasons was under Bevel.
Yep.
You talking about Adrian Peterson? Some of his best seasons was under Bevel. And Bevel is an offensive coordinator to be reckoned with. He can do some things.
Yes, sir.
With those X and O's.
Yeah,
so it's not like the Lions are going to be old school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Lions are going to be old school pounded. They're going to do some innovative things within use of their talent.
Okay, Go ahead, J-Rod.
Yeah, ain't nobody talking about Amendola, Hockenson, Marvin Hall Jr., he led the NFL with, per catch yardage or something like that. The dude, every time he caught the ball, he was catching it for 40 yards down the field, bro. Every time, and it was always in key crucial moments. What killed me about the Lions last year, because everybody was like, oh, they're going to start off 0-5, this and that. The Lions started out 2-0-1, had a chance to beat the Chiefs. They was up with 2 minutes left, bro. And 2 minutes was too much time on that clock for that terrible secondary. It was too much. No pressure coming. Them jumpers could have started the season 3-0, 4-0, really, because I don't even know why they tied up with the Cardinals. They was killing the Cardinals all game. They could have started the season 4-0, man. And then the season just went downhill, bro. This is why I'm excited about the Lions this year, because if everybody stay healthy, everybody do their job the right way, Matt Patricia's attitude seemed to be a little better. He seemed to be a little nicer and not so arrogant and stuck up and stupid.
I think that's been addressed, J-Rut.
Yeah, I think so too, Dave.
Hey, I got a question outside of the AC situation.
We got our final question of the night. We're almost out of time for the night. So my final question is, final two questions. Does Kerryon Johnson come in with a chip on his shoulder knowing that Adrian Peterson is playing right behind him? And what is the Lions' record prediction?
It's always somebody right behind you. It's always somebody coming to take your job. So you always got to play like that, especially in the NFL. You one injury away from getting your job taken. So,
not for Adrian Peterson.
No,
his chip is for 2 seasons, 14 games. That's what his chip is.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree totally. And just to piggyback on Sneak and Dave, first of all, Kerryon Johnson is a huge fan of Adrian Peterson. Like he basically like kiss the ground that he walks on, like type fanboy. Like he loves Adrian Peterson so much, so he's actually honored that he's there, and he's going to be teaching him. But this is the thing about it: I think Kerryon Johnson's chip is to let everybody know I can play this game, and they drafted me in the first round, in the second round for a reason. So I think that it's going to be a friendly competition. They're going to feed off of each other. They're going to turn a lot of freaking heads, bro. I'm telling you right now, man. I can see it right now. Terry Bradshaw and them on Fox 2 and straight handing them sitting up there in shock like, dude, the Lions is like really killing right now, bro. I think the Lions are going to be just fine. I think having a crowded backfield is a great, great problem to have. And I think the Lions are going to be 11-5. If they don't win the division, they'll be second. That's my pick.
All right. Yep. Hey, we're gonna give everybody their shout outs. So we're gonna go to J-Rep first, man. Anybody wanna shout out, any brands you wanna shout out, anybody? Go ahead.
Hey, what up? Hey y'all, man, thanks for the opportunity, man. It was good kicking it with Dave, man, and Sneak, man. And you, DT, man. And the shout out, man, to my boy D Nez, man, aka Bright from the Big and Bright Show, man. Man, y'all check us out, man. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Big, it's spelled T-H-E, The Big, B-I-G, The Big N, the letter N, Bright, B-R-I-T-E. So the Big and Bright Show. Check us out, man. We on Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple. We on everywhere that you can get podcasts. Follow our pages on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, man. Thanks for the opportunity, man.
No doubt.
All right. Sneak Neek, anybody want to shout out? Anybody you want to say what up to? Go ahead.
Man, shout out to you, DT, for letting to allow me on the show tonight. And shout out to the guys, man, for good conversation, man, and everything. Really no shout out to nobody personally, just, you know, good conversation. And let me also I want you said what do we think for their records and stuff. I'm gonna say 7-9, man.
Right.
7-9.
Damn.
Man, I appreciate you, fellas.
7-9. Dave, go ahead, man. Anybody want to shout out, man?
Man, always want to shout out to DT for the show and the opportunity to be a co-host on the radio show. Again, gentlemen, great conversation. I appreciate each one of you.
Oh, what up?
It's always good. It's always good when you can get together with some people that know the conversation in which you're having instead of just flying off with emotions and stuff like that. Come with facts and come with knowledge. Don't just come with emotion.
For sure.
Prediction for the Lions, 10-6. I think they're going to make the playoffs. And like Jay Russell saying, they're going to make some people eat their words. But also, that's also predicated on them being healthy. If they stay healthy and they do the things, then they'll be 10-6. If not, man, they below 500, and we're looking at starting over. I'm going to be honest with you. Blow it up. New coach, new GM.
Yeah.
Basically with the new ownership of the Lions, you know, the daughter is now in charge. So she ain't going to be doing the same old, because you see that stuff don't work. But getting back to the shout-outs, I want to also shout-out the NBS. It's about to make the return. We're about to crown some champions. DT, man, we got another event coming up for the community. So I always want to give you a shout-out for being a community activist. Everything is everything. Godspeed to everybody. Stay safe.
Sure.
And I just
want
to give a shout-out to the Big and Bright Show. Give a shout-out to my boy Sneak Sneak. I didn't even know he was going to call in the show tonight. Kind of surprised me. You know, good looking on supporting the show. Shout-out to my brother Dave, man, always holding me down. You know what I mean? When I'm in, out, up, down, left, right. Man, shout-out to the NBS, man. And shout-out to everybody, man. Shout-out to Pontiac, you know. Shout-out to all of my bros at an Alpha. You know, see y'all boys in the morning. Y'all have a good night, man. It was a good show tonight. Everybody came in fast, you know what I'm saying? There was no arguing. It was just a fun, good conversation, man. And I'm honored to have everybody on the show, man. So with that being the Sports Talk with DT, saying see y'all next week. Y'all have a good night.
My dude.